So I've been getting a lot of emails and stuff about, like, when you register for E3, you kind of get put on this mailing list. So everyone starts sending emails like, oh, let us interview you. And a lot of it is a bunch of small, crappy things that you have no interest in, right?
Okay.
I got this one. This one is weird on several accounts. First it says, attention Hulkamaniac, meet Hulk Hogan at E3. So Hulk Hogan's going to be at E3 and you're going to get to meet him, right?
Okay.
I'm like, oh, cool. So where do I go to meet Hulk Hogan? Well, it turns out, it gives you, it's like when you can do this, 1:30 to 2. Where? As he's walking through the lower concourse between South and West Halls. So what this means is Hulk Hogan's basically walking from one place to another and, like, try and find him. Maybe he'll take a picture with you.
That's weird.
They're telling me about it. It's like, here's when Hulk Hogan's going to walk around aimlessly. Go find him. And I will. I'll get that son of a bitch. I'll challenge him to a Yappapai Indian strap match.
Is it the best Yappapai of all time?
It's the greatest Yappapai of all time. Now we're getting a little too inside jokey with it.
Okay, let's stop.
Welcome to the Exploding Barrel Podcast for June 3rd, 2011. This is Mike Minotti, and I'm joined by my brother, Raj Guy. Say hi.
Hello.
And we got a lot of pre-E3 stuff going on this week, so it's going to be a fabulous show, as they always are. So we'll start with the news. Konami's been up to a lot of crazy stuff. There's been a lot of NGP news. There'll be all sorts of news. It'll be great. Then we'll move on to Let's Go Topical. Our week in gaming, we've actually played some games this week.
Yeah.
We'll have something to talk about there, then we'll get to the new releases. All right, then.
All right.
Let's do this thing, yo.
Let's check out this web zone.
Check out our web zone.
Let's see. So, the PlayStation Store, it's back.
Hooray! Oh, can we download our free games yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not everything is back, but the store itself is working.
Cool. Oh.
Now, do we want to have a dumb executive quote?
Sure. We like those.
So this is good old Sony CEO Howard Stringer, who you may recall from his last appearance in dumb executive quotes for saying, most places when this happens don't tell people for months. Are you telling me my week wasn't good enough? To which we all kind of answered, yes, we are.
I still actually, I'm almost on his side on that one, but I think I'll just get yelled at, so let's move on.
But here's what he says. Obviously, our network security didn't stop the attack. We're trying to understand why, and we've made big strides in bolstering our security. We have a network that gave people services free. It didn't seem like the likeliest place for an attack.
I guess they were counting too much on goodwill or the good nature of the hackers. I swear to God now, do you notice, like, almost every 2 days I see a story claiming that somebody else has hacked Sony?
Yeah.
I think it's like
there's another one today.
Thing.
Like Sony Pictures was hacked today.
Maybe. Like, someone says they did. I don't know. I don't understand any of it anymore. But anyway, so the store's back. I know that there's an Infamous 2 demo. I want to try that out.
Mm-hmm.
The Infamous 1 demo was great. So
I'm confused. Like the Uncharted beta, it's like for PlayStation Plus subscribers and people who pre-ordered an Infamous or something, right?
You buy Infamous, I think.
But aren't we all going to be PlayStation Plus subscribers this month?
Well, I don't think I assume that the Uncharted 3 beta doesn't start this month. I assume
no, June 28th, my friend.
Oh, well, good then. I'll play
running
that
till July 13th, which is my next story. So
I will play that often then.
It's gonna have like 9 modes.
I'm just really interested to see how they incorporate all this like cinematic stuff into the multiplayer, or if that just doesn't get old. You know, if it's the same thing. Like, but when I think about it, I almost kind of think like split second. Like, it's not just a racing game. It's a racing game, and look out, here comes a plane, and it's landing in the middle of the racetrack.
Yeah, and the
funny
thing was, though, like, everyone thought, like, oh, Split Second's gonna be dumb, because it's gonna be, like, the same stuff happening every time, but it never got boring.
It really never did.
It was always awesome.
Right.
It was always awesome.
But
every time that plane came crashing on that runway, I got excited.
I think it'll be important, though, that the plane coming down, like in Split Second, like, a player makes that happen.
Yeah.
Or even a computer player, but, like, it doesn't just happen randomly. So if there's, like, a control or something, I don't know, like a control tower, and you make the plane come down. This is all metaphorical. But you know what I mean. Like, if stuff just happens randomly, I want it to be more split second than, like, a Super Smash Brothers level, basically.
Right. Which reminds me, I still really need to try out MotorStorm Armageddon.
Yeah, you know.
Okay. Moving on to more Sony stuff. So, apparently, if rumors are to be believed, the NGP may, in fact, be called the Vita? Or Vita? I'm not sure. V-I-T-A.
Maybe Vita. Hey, what do you call a bunch of guys who like to play the Vita?
Vitamin?
Yes, they're the Vitamin. What do you call somebody who dedicates too much time to playing the Vita? Or Vita?
I don't know.
He's somebody who's living La Vida Loca.
No.
I've got a ton of these.
I can't give you that one, I'm sorry.
I got a ton of them. I could go all day.
You're done. You're done. You're cut off.
Thank you. Actually, anyway, I'm kind of dying up here.
Good. Sony showed off a whole bunch of, well, I don't know, NGP slash maybe Vita stuff. Uncharted Golden Abyss. It takes place before Uncharted 1, but we're not allowed to call it a prequel.
That's just stupid Hollywood talk.
Yeah.
I guess. People say things like that all the time. Like, it's not really a prequel. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I think prequel has a stigma now.
I guess.
If it takes place before Uncharted 1...
That's the definition of a prequel.
Right. Like, I wish, like, I was there. Sometimes I read stupid things. I'm like, somebody had to record this guy when he said this stupid thing. Why didn't he ask him about it?
Yeah.
Like, what do you mean it's not a prequel? Because it sounds like one.
Now, one thing I didn't understand from everything I read about this, you're like, yeah, they used the mocap studios from Uncharted 1 and 2. I was like, well, wait, I mean, did they use the studio and record new mocap, or did they just use old mocap?
I didn't hear that they used the studio. I heard that they have access to, all the animation.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what the cinematics are going to be like in this game, because to me, that's like half of the fun of Uncharted, good cinematics.
Well, I mean, they had those guys to record lines, I assume, so I don't see.
Yeah, all the voice actors, I just don't know if they're doing the full-blown mocap sessions for this.
I don't know. Maybe you can get away with it. I mean, you can still animate things without mocap.
Yeah. Let's see. They showed Wipeout 2048, which is coming to PS3 and NGP, and there's cross-platform
play. I want to talk about Uncharted more.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
It looks really good, doesn't it?
Yes.
And I really like solving puzzles in this. Like, it's not just platforming puzzles. Like, he'll pull out, like, you know, his journal and stuff, and since you have a touchscreen there, you can almost do, like, Professor Layton stuff with it, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of neat things like that. That just really makes sense to me. I don't know. I'm really excited for that. That's so cool. I'm so glad we have dual analog sticks on a portable system, finally.
You watch. I'm telling you, Mike, the next thing's going to be L2 and L3 buttons.
Oh, man. But go ahead. You can continue. Okay.
Well, yeah, that's all there's about Wipeout, really. It looks pretty. There's also a new Super Stardust coming.
Nice, you know.
Cool. You know, dual stick shooter is finally possible on a portable.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's that.
Do you think this Nimitar is going to have a multiplayer mode?
I don't know.
Because this is your big chance to finally have a twin, you know, like twin sticks. You can do that finally.
Yeah, that's true.
Couldn't you just do Call of Duty on this thing now? Why not? It's all very bizarre to me. Anyways, next.
You know what all the little Hulksters know, Mike?
What do they know?
There's a Hulk Hogan Kinect game. So you know how before every wrestling match, there's that little thing that comes up and says, please don't try this at home?
Yeah.
This wants you to try it at home.
Oh, I'm going to try it at home. I just can't imagine what this even is. What does it mean?
I know. I don't know. It's some, like, Hulk Hogan wrestling game.
I hope it's literally just makes you, like, do the Hulk Hogan poses in front of your Kinect. Like, it's like Dance Central, but just those. Just hulking up.
Hogan.
I would like it. I like it. It's weird to me how it's just a Hulk Hogan game. Like, TNA has nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
So, presumably Hulk Hogan will be the only, like, actual real person in this game. And there'll be just a bunch of generic wrestlers and stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of has borderline shovelware written all over it.
Yep.
But still, it's funny because it's Hulk Hogan.
Exactly. I think that's what they're going for.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
All right. So remember Grin Studios, the guys who made the new Bionic Commando and were making some kind of Final Fantasy spinoff?
The guys who made 3 bad games in a row?
Yeah, them.
Yeah.
Basically, they blame Square Enix for killing the studio. As they were working on, it was called Fortress, their concept code name for this Final Fantasy spinoff they were doing. Apparently, Square Enix made, like, ridiculous demands to them. Stuff like faxing the game code.
Can you do that?
I guess it's in the age of digital file. Exactly. Then it all came to a head when Grin kind of realized they were being hoodwinked at this point, and like Square already decided they were done with them, but wouldn't tell them. So like one thing Square was saying was like they didn't like the game's Nordic look, which is why they hired Grin to make a Nordic looking game, I guess.
Right.
So they just took an image from Final Fantasy XII and said like, hey, here's a production shot from Fortress. And Square Enix replied saying it does not look like Final Fantasy.
That sucks. Yeah, they basically probably just decided they didn't want to make that game anymore.
Yeah.
Which sucks for them, I guess.
Yep.
We're actually going to talk about this a little bit more. Let's go topical.
Okay.
Let's move on.
Okay. Let's see. Next is the Rockstar Pass for L.A. Noire, which... Like, the name of this thing leaked out before the game came out. People thought it was going to be one of those, like, Project $10 things. And, like, kind of is... Basically, what this is you pay $10, you get all the DLC that was like pre-order stuff, like the costumes and cases. There's two more cases, one coming out end of June, one coming out mid-July. I don't know if it's going to go beyond that. I mean, the verbiage says all L.A. Noire DLC, but I don't know if that means like all future DLC.
Right.
But basically, you're getting like four cases and two outfits for $10, which isn't bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it's on sale for $10 as like a opening price. It's gonna go up to $12, I think.
I don't know why they had to like brand this with like a name like that.
Yeah.
What's it called again? The Rockstar.
The Rockstar Pass.
Yeah. Everyone has to have like these names for these things. They can't just release DLC anymore. Mm-hmm. Like you have that, and you have the stupid Call of Duty thing now.
Oh yeah, hey, that's next. Good transition. Yeah, Call of Duty Elite's announced. Here comes the end times, everybody. There's going to be a monthly fee for Call of Duty, sort of. Basically, take like the Halo Waypoint concept and the Bungie.net stuff and just magnify that a bit and then put a monthly fee on it. That's what this sounds like. This is Activision's handling this stupidly, in my opinion. Because they were very vague on what this is, and then they said, yeah, right. It's going to cost you money. They didn't say how much, and they didn't do a good job explaining what exactly you get.
Right.
So, like, everybody's pissed off.
I can't even judge it, because I don't really know what it means. Exactly. I know I'm not going to buy it. But...
I mean, the only thing you could glean from this is Activision's going to charge you to get Call of Duty content.
Right.
Like they
but they already do.
Yeah,
which is why I'm still confused.
And that's the other thing, too. Like, apparently, with your subscription, you get access to all the map packs, like, as part of the subscription. But then, I mean, I'm going to imagine if you ever stop subscribing, you lose access to those.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Like, there's got to be some compelling shit for me to be willing to pump out $8 a month to play fucking Call of Duty online.
I think what happened is they're like, we really want to have a subscription for Call of Duty. We can't actually charge people to just play Call of Duty online, because then people will be pissed and just won't do it.
Well, yeah, they won't play it, especially right. With Battlefield coming out.
So they're like, well, we'll offer something else. I think they don't even know what that something else is yet.
Yeah.
Like, they're not
are
even
we,
sure. They just
are
like this idea.
Are we talking about this more later?
Not really. No, we're just
okay. I thought it was going to be a Let's Go Top. No, I'll have that.
Lay it all out here.
Well, I forgot what I was going to say. I had a point I was just about to make.
I'm not buying it. I don't really care.
Well, no.
You think this could, but like, when you have
this is what I want to ask you. Yeah, like, I mean, is this going to be the death knell for Call of Duty now? Is this what's finally going to knock it? Like, if people are like, wait, I'm not paying for this shit.
Look, I don't know.
I already pay for Xbox Live.
All I'm saying is, when you have a good thing going, you don't try to fuck with it too much.
Look, they are Guitar
fucking,
Hero and Tony Hawk.
They're fucking with it.
This is what
right
Activision
now.
Does. Yeah.
Like, this might be the one thing that, like, will make a lot of people say, like, well, I don't even understand what this is. Maybe I'll just play Battlefield 3 instead.
Yeah.
Who even knows?
I think it's a terrible idea.
It's a bad
absolutely
idea.
Absolutely terrible idea.
Terrible.
Terrible. Just terrible. Let's see. PAX Prime 2011 sold out.
Nice. The other Penny Arcade news is more exciting.
Yeah, here, I'll do that now then. Penny Arcade did their thing where they put up three, like, first pages of a strip. One of them was called New Kid, which it starts off like a typical, like, dad has a job that requires him to move a lot, and he's sick of being the new kid everywhere he goes. But then you find out that they're in a spaceship, and they're going to some planet that has the gravity of three-quarters of Earth's. In a very bizarre twist of events, Paramount Films have decided to option it for a movie being written by Gary Whitta, the guy who wrote Book of Eli. And I understand he's a friend of, like, the Penny Arcade guys, too.
Oh, really?
Like, they all know.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
He used to be a games journalist. He's actually really good friends with John Davison.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Book of Eli was all right.
No, I thought it was great. So, yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy that, like, this is going to be, like, a like a Penny Arcade property made now, to a feature-length film.
Did they just sell the rights? Like, they're not really going to have a whole lot to do with it, are they?
I'm sure they'll have, like, creative input. Like I said, I mean, they know Gary, so I'm sure they'll talk to him.
Right. It'll be interesting to see how this all comes together.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this may not happen still. This still sounds fairly early.
Right.
But still, it's really cool. I'm sure they got a nice check for that.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
I'm going all out of order on my list. Let's see. They announced the next WWE game. It's not called SmackDown vs. Raw anymore. They're just calling it WWE 12.
I like that.
There's a teaser trailer. It's just like a Randy Orton montage.
Right.
Didn't really show the game or anything. But I got to tell you, say what you will, WWE makes amazing montages.
Well, yeah, that's kind of...
I want to get a job there just making montages. That'd be awesome.
But,
I can do that.
What I've been reading about this game sounds pretty good. Like, they're really working to make animations more fluid and...
Yeah, you know what I just noticed? Like, I was thinking about this the other day as I was watching some video playing at work. I think the problem with, like, almost all sports games, they move too fast. You know what I mean?
What do you mean too fast?
Like, for example, the clip that caught my eye was something from NHL 11. And, like, the goalie trying to stop a puck and he fell. It looked like if you were to take a shot, like an actual video of a goalie, and then just, like, hit fast forward a little bit.
I mean, I can't really follow you on this one. I'm not really sure.
I feel like everything's just moving too fast.
Gotta slow it down a little bit.
Well, yeah,
write a letter.
It doesn't look right
to the Maddens. Told the Maddens what you
but
think.
I feel like that's a problem like with a lot of sports games.
I mean, if you say so. Not with you on this one. I'm not against you, but I got no strong feeling about the speed of sports games.
Okay, I mean, like, the speed, like the literal speed of the animation.
I know what you're saying, I understand.
Yeah.
I just,
okay.
You know, maybe I have to look for it next time.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a problem in MLB The Show anyways.
Okay, that could be.
That's, like, the one I play, so
I just
don't know.
Okay. Oh, next. Let's see, we found out Catwoman will be playable in Batman Arkham City. It's not like the way, like, the Joker was playable in the last one. It was kind of, like, just, like, some side missions. He basically played like Batman. I mean, it's folded into the story. She has her own mechanics. Looks pretty cool.
Why does she have goggles on that she never wears?
No
good answer for that one, I guess.
Nope.
No, but, you know, I still... This isn't... Like, the very first teaser images we saw were of the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
I always kind of assumed that this was coming. I always really thought that there was going to be a co-op thing, but that's
I think
happened.
A lot of people did.
Right, but nope. Oh, well. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yep.
Next.
Let's see, then we have Blizzard talking about StarCraft II, Heart of the Swarm, and now they're saying it is an expansion. Like,
oh, they're saying that now?
Yeah, I mean, requires Wings of Liberty to play.
Oh, good. I'm kind of glad. I mean, kind of good. I mean, they were lying for a while now then. But I'm glad that, like, they you know, it always seems so dumb.
I feel like it's an easier pill to swallow when you're like, yeah, it's an expansion pack.
Because, like,
people historically like Blizzard expansion packs. They're pretty well regarded.
Right, because all this is going to really do is just give more single-player content, right? Like, that's it.
I think there's going to be some multiplayer stuff, too.
Like, just some new units and crap?
Right, like, the usual.
I mean, that's fine. I just wish they would have said that from the beginning.
Yeah, they probably should have. I think it would have made it easier for everyone to understand and get on board with.
Right. But, you know, so that's coming. That's nice.
Yeah, we'll be getting more details at BlizzCon.
Yep.
Let's see. So on EA's website, the box art for Mass Effect 3 on the 360 popped up, and it had a Better with Kinect thing on it.
We're going to talk about this, and let's go topical.
Okay. Good. I have another Kinect thing I want to share that I'll save for then.
All right, then.
All right. The 3DS eShop coming in 3 days. We're going to get the free download for Excitebike 3D.
Mm-hmm.
Some virtual console games will be up there for the Game Boy, most notably Mario Land, which I'm definitely getting.
Yes. Came out for Mario Land 2, though. Oh, Mario Land 2
is
great.
I know. That was such a good game. And then they're having a 3D Pokedex coming out.
That sounds pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's weird, though. It's like, it's only the new Pokemon from Black and White, and when you get it, you only have, like, 16 to start, and the way you fill in the Pokedex is by street passing.
Right. Actually, I don't think it's street passing. It's some sort of connectivity thing.
Yeah.
I don't quite understand, but still, it sounds really neat. I'm sure they'll get the rest of them in there eventually, hopefully.
Well, and it also said you could scan AR cards, and I'm sure there'll just be a website that just has pictures of all the AR cards, and you just go through and scan them.
That's also true, yeah. But I think it's pretty cool. I'm pretty excited about that. Just thinking about Game Boy Virtual Console games I want, because it's just normal Game Boy so far, right?
And Game Boy Color.
Oh, and Game Boy Color?
Yeah, give me some Zelda DX on that thing, man.
Oh, yeah, Zelda DX.
Uh-huh.
Even Oracle of Seasons, Oracle of Ages.
Yeah, yeah.
Do those, Metroid 2.
Oh, yeah.
I guess you could do, like, the old Pokemons if you want.
Yeah, could be fun.
Could be. What else am I missing? Like, great Game Boy or Game Boy Color games?
Let's see.
I'm trying to think. I'm kind of having a hard time with it, to be honest.
I want Zoop.
Zoop?
I love that
random
game.
Random puzzle game? Okay.
Oh, it was so good. It had a great song.
All right, no, you're not going to sing the Zoop theme song. Let's just move on.
Let's see. CD Projekt Red had a conference today. They announced a couple things. The guys who make The Witcher and run good old games.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't realize that those were the same people.
Yeah. That's why The Witcher 2 is like so prominent on that site.
I see. Well, I can tell you what they announced.
Go ahead.
That Witcher 2 is coming to Xbox 360.
That's true.
So I wonder how that'll work as a console game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they're saying they got all the graphical fidelity in there. Something tells me all the boobs will be removed. So, I mean, if you're a purist...
I feel like I'm going to have to buy this game soon, I guess. Because everyone keeps talking about it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get it on Steam, though. So you think it's important to beat Witcher 1?
Well, it does do save game transfer.
But I feel like... I know I played... I started Witcher 1. I don't know how, though, because I don't own it on Steam. I can't remember how that happened.
I don't know. You might have just played it on my computer or something.
No, I think I... Maybe... I don't even remember.
Yeah,
I think I might have bought it on like a different website.
I had started too. I actually gotten kind of far, and I think I lost my save file in a backup shuffle somewhere. So I might like try to finish that before I get into two. I mean, I'm not gonna get it. I'm gonna get it on PC, and I feel like I should finish Witcher 1 first. And if my plans go to fruition this summer, I'm gonna try to get a new gaming PC this summer. So I'll just wait.
See, I feel like I don't want to finish Witcher 1. I feel like I just want to try Witcher 2.
Right.
I usually kind of hate doing with RPGs.
Right.
Like, I remember, like, I wanted to play Mass Effect 2, and I didn't beat once. I just, like, forced myself to beat one first. Which was, this is like, made sense there.
Yeah. This is, like, the game that everyone's saying is, like, this is why PC gaming is top dog right now, because consoles can't even pretend to do this.
But they're going to.
I guess they're going to try.
They'll try. They'll give it a shot.
Yes. Let's see. They also announced that on Good Old Games, they now have EA as a partner, finally. So, launching immediately are Privateer, Dungeon Keeper, and Ultima Underworld.
They got
some other stuff coming.
I need to finish Planescape Torment.
Unfortunately, they said you have Planescape Torment.
I said I have to finish. I kind of started it. Something else distracted me. I know that was random, but I got it from Good Old Games. So
yeah.
Give me a break.
But unfortunately, people were hoping this would mean that System Shock would be coming.
Ooh.
But apparently there's some licensing thing that screwed up there. So it's not part of this deal, but Good Old Games seem to indicate that, you know, one should not give up hope. I'm sure they're trying to get it.
Yeah, I would very much like to play System Shock 2.
System Shock 2 is good. It was just, it was over my head at the time I tried to
play
it.
I mean, it was good back in 1997. I wonder.
Yeah. And that game has a ton of...
99,
like,
my mistake.
That game has a ton of, like, mods and stuff, too, to, like, update the graphics and everything.
Right.
It's pretty well supported by the community.
But you can't, like, really play it right now on much of anything.
Right.
It's like, mine is, like, DOSBox. Which is a pain.
Yeah. Let's see. Capcom has admitted that, quote, we got it wrong when it came to the DRM for the PC version of Super Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition. First of all, did you know what the DRM was?
It was like you couldn't play as...
If you were offline, meaning you weren't online and like actively connected to games for Windows Live, you only got access to 16 of the game's 40-some characters.
Why 16 only?
I don't know.
That's weird.
So everyone's like, well, that's really stupid, Capcom.
Capcom.
Like, that's really stupid. And they're like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, you're right. We're sorry. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to patch it out. I mean, so now their new DRM is, without being online, you will not have access to online play. Like, oh, my God. Who thought? And I guess that's what they're upset about, was that when Street Fighter 4 came out the PC, people, you know, hacked the game and, like, screwed up the online leaderboards, which, hey, who gives a shit? But... so who knew that you could just restrict online play then?
I guess. Yeah. They changed it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Konami had some shenanigans today. First of all, they announced a couple HD collections. A Metal Gear Solid HD collection, which is strange to me in a little bit. It's Metal Gear Solid 2, 3, and Peace Walker coming to 360 and PS3. But they left out one for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean...
Like, why not?
I guess it'd be harder to HDify.
Twin Snakes?
A lot of people do not like Twin Snakes.
Whatever.
It's maybe than maybe nothing. Maybe Kojima doesn't like Twin Snakes.
Hey, he made it.
Some people. No, he didn't make it. I'm freaking.
Nintendo did.
No, it was.
Didn't Miyamoto have a hand in it?
Yeah. Well, no. The actual guys who made it were
Silicon Knights.
Silicon Knights, right?
Yeah.
But people don't. Well, people have a lot of problems. They basically made the game very because like they inserted sort of first person shooting mechanic in the other ones, but it wasn't meant for that. So it made a lot of things unintentionally easier. They changed. They re-recorded all of the voices, which almost kind of seemed unnecessary. I mean, I don't have a big problem with it as some other people do.
Right.
But I can see why they maybe didn't want to throw it in there. I mean, it's weird because they released that collection, quote-unquote, that came with 1, 2, and 3. It was just the
PS2 games, yeah.
And the PS1 game, in case we're here. And we're actually going to talk about this a little bit more later.
Yeah. So. But they revealed with Peace Walker on PS3, there's going to be what they call, not transferring, but transfaring.
That's so stupid. Why can't we just use real words anymore?
It's Kojima. Like, he does this shit all the time.
Just use you have a word for this already. Use that word.
But anyway, you could move your save file back and forth between the PSP and PS3 versions.
That's nice. I've got very far in Peace Walker. I haven't really finished everything, so I can just move it now.
Yeah.
I guess that's nice.
Let's see. They also have a Zone of Enders HD collection, which has the fanboys happy, and a Silent Hill HD collection coming.
Zone of Enders would be interesting. Silent Hill? What's in the Silent Hill collection?
I don't even know. You actually read that?
Is 2 in it?
I think.
I assume that it would be 1, 2, and 3.
3? And maybe 4?
Well, 4 was already an HD game, right?
No, it was Xbox One.
Oh. Silent Hill The Room was Xbox One?
Yeah.
Oh. And which one came out on 360?
Homecoming.
Which one's... I don't know. All I know about Silent Hill is Silent Hill 2. I'm not getting this, basically. So that's all the info you need. Well, they had some other things going on, right?
They announced the Fox engine from Kojima Productions. It's basically, they started working this engine after MGS4. It's a multi-platform engine that works on PC, PS3, and 360.
Oh, that's nice.
For an upcoming unannounced project.
What about for Project Cafe?
I don't know, Mike.
I just, what else did they say? I found they said that Metal Gear Rising is not going to be at
E3. It's not at E3, but they reconfirmed it for 2012.
So it seems weird it's not at E3 at all.
Yeah.
Get some sort of demo together. But is there anything else? I feel like we're missing something from their press conference thingy.
They revealed something called Never Dead.
No, they didn't reveal it. Trailer. They revealed at their last conference. Yeah,
the trailer was revealed, I mean. There's a portable Silent Hill game coming. Oh, here it goes. Konami announced the Silent Hill collection featuring Silent Hill 2 and Silent Hill 3 in HD.
That's it? Just those two?
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess they really don't want to redo PS1 games in HD.
Yeah, must be hard.
Guess so. All right. What's next? There's that it.
The last story is EA is launching their own Steam competitor, of all things.
Good luck on
that. Called Origin. One thing, though, that doesn't seem very clear. I think it's just EA games.
Well, that's just like your own company store, then. It's not much of a competitor for Steam.
Yeah.
Aren't EA games on Steam, though?
Yep.
I don't understand. Whatever. Whatever makes them happy.
I guess.
All right. Is that it?
Now I'm done.
That's it for the news. All right. Well, let's talk about last week's Let's Go topical community question. It was, which of the big three do you expect to have the best E3? We got a lot of responses for this, so thank you, everybody. Let's get to them. So Michael Pilon. That's what I say, Pilon.
No, Pilon.
Pilon. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Well, you said Pilon. It's Pilon.
Pilon. All right. He says, I think Nintendo will do the best. After the PSP, I'm leery of the NGP. I imagine that I'm not alone in this regard. And Microsoft can show all the games they want, but if Project Cafe goes as I hope it does, always the eternal optimist, Nintendo should quote-unquote win this year. Mark, a.k.a. Beige Whiting, as insane as this is, I'm probably have to go with Nintendo as well. The weird thing is, I stopped being excited about their products fairly comprehensively sometime during the last year. kind of not interested in re-energizing the environment if it's only to be re-energized with family-friendly Fisher-Price-type fare. I feel like the core has left Neverland disappointed as it coming back. Case in point, I couldn't even bring myself to finish New Super Mario Bros. On the Wii. Trauma Team, yes, experimental gameplay, sure, but I'm kind of done with games as just funny, fluffy filler examples, Donkey Kong, Smash Bros., kart racing, etc. Andrew Porter says, I think you mean the Big Four. Don't sleep on the Phantom.
Someday.
I like that. That's pretty funny. Wouldn't that be something? Surprise, Cockfax!
Here's yeah. Phantom.
Okay. Matthew Mason says, I think Nintendo will get the most eyes, mine included. I think Sony will do it right, but I'm worried about Microsoft. I think they'll either hit out of the park or utterly crash and burn. Alex Connolly. I'm going to go with Sony on this one. New handheld to showcase. Plus a cornered corporate animal is a dangerous beast indeed. Big hitter exclusives in the pipeline for a company predicting such a revenue downturn. They've got to have some big announcements to re-energize excitement for the PS3 platform. My two shekels. Muhammad Al-Haraz. Or here is.
Hoorays.
Hoorays.
So he tells you how to say it right there.
That's right. I thought he did. Okay. Hoorays. It's like saying hooray, but like the plural form of hooray.
Plural.
Like multiple hoorays.
Just offending people.
Muhammad all hooray. That one sounds funny. It's like what a three-year-old would say. Hoorays. Okay. Out of curiosity with their new console, I'm looking forward to Nintendo. And I truly hope Microsoft isn't as atrocious as last year's. Okay. Matt.
Guy, Jaguar.
Matt Jaguar.
It's a soft G.
Did you like me just sighing?
Yes. Like you just got like, oh no.
One second, my thing fell out of my headphones. I have to plug it back in. Entertain them, sure. AJ.
Here, I'll just read this. Nintendo, hands down. New console confirmed to be playable. Hardly makes this a contest. I can't see anyone else topping that unless Microsoft or Sony give out something equivalent to a happy ending massage to everyone at their press conference.
Oh, the walls.
That might be good at people there. Won't help me out any.
And then Alex Kronk Young. I'm back. I'm going to go with Nintendo. If they come out and announce a whole new console and isn't anything stupid like the Vitality Sensor, they'll get a lot of positive press. Sony's going to have to announce the PS4 is out now and is free if they want people to forget about all the bad press in the last month. Microsoft seems like it'll just come out and be one step behind Nintendo and no one will care. But maybe they learned from the last E3 and they'll kill it this year. Guess we'll find out. So basically everyone says Nintendo, except for Alex and Andrew, who says the Phantom.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Like, the only thing that's going to kill Project Cafe is if that one rumor that it doesn't have a hard drive is true. That's just kill it out of the gate.
Stupid.
Yeah. No, okay. So, let's get to our new topics. You will buy the HD Metal Gear Solid Collection.
Yeah, sure.
Like, the one problem, okay, so the best game on there easily is Metal Gear Solid 3, right?
Yeah, which is also coming to 3DS.
Right, that's kind of my one problem. Like, I don't really need to play 2 again, and I don't really like, Peace Walker's okay. You haven't played Peace Walker, though.
No, so this would be the kind of my chance to play it.
Right. Peace Walker's going to be really weird as a console game, though. I don't think a lot of people who haven't played Peace Walker really understand how much, like, Monster Hunter it wanted to be. I wonder how the multiplayer stuff's going to work, actually. That will be nice, is that I could actually use multiplayer, since I actually know people who have a PS3. Only with the PSP. But it's going to be weird. Also, I like how they're just kind of pretending that Portable Ops never happened. Like, it was kind of... It had story points in it, but whatever. Don't worry about that anymore. Like I feel like I'm going to buy this as, like, more of a glutton than anything. Really no good reason to.
Nah.
Are you going to get the Xbox version, I take it?
Probably.
Ooh, Xbox Live with... Well, no, I have to get the PS3 version because I want that transferring.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, okay. Next. Uncharted Golden Abyss will be a strong system seller for the NGP.
Oh, sure.
I think this is as good... Now, let's assume this is a launch title, which I don't think
it's... I don't at all.
You don't think it's a launch title?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't.
Well, give me a reason. I assume it's a launch title. It's the only big game they've been showing so far. Why not?
What were the only big games they were showing for 3DS? Zelda, which is a port, and Kid Icarus and Star Fox. Those weren't launch titles.
They weren't playable.
Sure they were.
No, they weren't. I was there. They weren't at the first E3. So there.
I don't know. I mean, we still don't even know when this thing's coming out, technically.
It'll be a launch title. I think that's the whole point of this game, isn't it?
If it is a launch title, then yeah, I think out of the park home run.
I think that's the whole point, is that they're like, hey, we need a really good launch title for once.
That is true. It seems like no one ever considers that anymore.
I don't know why. I don't know why Nintendo literally released a 3DS without a launch title, like without a like really strong launch title. They're basically like, Super Street Fighter 4 will have to do. And there's Pilot Wings. You'll like Pilot Wings, don't you?
Like what big, quick tangent. Like, there hasn't been a freaking 3DS release worth giving a shit about since the system came out.
Not really, no, not those.
And then Nintendo's like, oh, it's not meeting our sales projections. There's no fucking games, you idiots.
But no, like, that's my whole point here, is like, I'm assuming Sony maybe saw that a little bit, like, we'll have one here. Like, that's the whole point of this, I think. I hope.
I do too.
I assume it's gonna be launched. I don't know why you don't think it will be. And I assume, like, to me, this is as good of a launch title as we've had.
Oh yeah.
Maybe since.
Like Mario 64?
Yeah, this will
like
be...
What else has been a good launch title? Like, the next closest I could think of is Call of Duty 2 and the 360.
Yeah, that wasn't that great. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. It's the next best thing
like
I could
Zelda,
think of.
Which was just kind of an upgrade of a...
It was just an upgrade of a GameCube game. It was good, but it wasn't like, oh, OMG.
I'm trying to... Resistance. Yeah, no, like, this could potentially be a huge launch game. Which is kind of what I'm saying. Like, it basically sells the system to me. I wouldn't have given a shit about the NGP without this. You're telling me you're going to have a charge there? Where can I give you my money? Can I send you an envelope right now? So, no. And I think it will be a huge system seller. Because it does a couple of smart things. First off, it's a game a lot of people want. It'll show off what the NGP can do pretty easily. Mm-hmm. It shows off the whole, we have two sticks, so now we can do shooting games again. Or not again, I guess, finally. But I think it could be a big system seller. I think it could help a lot. Speaking of 3DS, a 3DS is a bust.
So far, some damn games.
Yeah, people have been pretty... I don't want to say it's a bust. I think they kind of messed up their launch a bit.
Oh, terribly. It's a botch. Let's recap. The system came out at a questionable price point. I mean, whatever. Like, we'll put that aside, I guess. With a fairly lackluster launch. I mean, yeah, Super Street Fighter's great, but...
We've played Super Street Fighter.
I mean, Pilot Wings is fun, but, you know, didn't last you very long Nintendo Dogs and Cat.
Basically the same game we played before.
Steel Diver, I don't think I'd pay $5 to download that. It's a fun little tech demo. I'm glad I got to try it out at PAX, but I would not pay money for that.
I don't think people would have minded the high price as much if there was a good collection of games to get right now.
Yeah, so there's that.
I mean, the DS also had a bad launch.
But then the entire download service... Not ready.
Now, here's what bothers me. Like, in a week, we're going to have the download service ready and the Zelda ready to come out. Why didn't you just launch your game this month?
Yeah.
Like, why didn't you just wait?
Just wait.
Like, what was going to happen? What was going to be so bad about it?
Like, they had to get it to market to beat something.
Beat what?
Nothing. Honestly, June seems like a pretty damn good time to launch a portable. Summer vacation, kids are going outside, families are going on vacation. Get a freaking handheld out there, absolutely.
Right, yeah.
That makes perfect sense to me.
If you had Zelda ready at launch, even if it was the port, though that's something. God.
Yeah, at least it's Zelda 64 pretty well. I mean, honestly, if Zelda and Kid Icarus were two launch titles, I mean, and not freaking launch window, which, what the fuck does that even mean? I feel like the launch window is way long gone.
Yeah, launch but window.
I mean, if you could say, here's a new game, and here's a port of one of the greatest games of all time, on this system, what are you going to spend your first $80 on in games? Well, fucking duh. I mean, to me, then the system's price is not $250; it's $330.
Right. I think, you know, this time next year it'll be fine.
Oh yeah, I'm not worried about.
I don't think the system's going to be dead or anything.
No, I'm not.
Some people
worried
are overreacting to that extreme.
Yeah, it's not going to like go away, and they're like, oh, we're going to cancel. Let's just refocus back on the DS or something. I mean, what are they going to do?
It's funny how much we're almost exactly like not too long ago with the DS and PSP, where DS doesn't have a good launch, and people were looking at the PSP and saying, well, how is the DS even going to compete with this?
Hmm.
Like, it'll work itself out, I assume. I was reading some really weird thing where people were, you know, once again, trying to nag on them more, where they were like, well, I heard that Nintendo doesn't let developers incorporate the 3D into gameplay mechanics because, you know, not everyone can use the 3D or children aren't allowed to use it.
Hmm.
If you were allowed to incorporate 3D into a gameplay mechanic, how would you do that? I don't understand what that means. Like, well, that's entirely a visual thing. You can't actually make a gameplay mechanic with that, right?
Well, imagine if you made, like, I don't know, like a puzzle game that basically was like the one that's the furthest 3D or something.
That's the only thing I can think of.
like an eye.
That's clearly the only thing that you can make as a gameplay mechanic with 3D. That's it. All right. So yeah, they really messed up that launch, but I assume they'll bounce back. That when that new Mario game comes out, it'd be very nice.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, even like, how hard would it have been for them to have a Mario Kart game ready for launch? Like, Mario Kart game, I feel like they got that formula pretty nailed down.
Yeah, I feel like that can't be too hard. Like, you know, that'll come, that'll be a huge deal, and whatever. Whatnot. Okay. Next. Kinect can help make Mass Effect 3 a better game.
I don't know.
I don't understand this. What can you do with Kinect? Because, like, presumably...
In the context of Mass Effect, I have no freaking clue.
Like, what can you do? Like, I assume that basically what it's going to come down to is... Because you have to sit down, right?
Yeah.
So it's basically just going to be like you can use Minority Report-style menu stuff.
Either that, or maybe there'll be voice commands for your squad or something.
Maybe. Like, I assume that there won't be anything so substantial that I can just do it with my mouse on a PC.
Right.
But is this going to be, like, one of their big things about how Kinect's going to change the face of games? Because, like, we're pretty sure that's what Microsoft is banking on at E3, right? They're really going to come out as strong with Kinect again. And they're probably going to die on stage. Cause
well, here's what I want to see.
No one's going to care.
They showed this video as, like, a pre-E3 thing.
Having a hard time with that one, huh?
Yeah, on Inside Xbox. And I was happy to see this because this is exactly what I said I wanted a year ago, and I'm getting it. For Forza 4, that, you know, we all know it's going to have, like, the whole hold your hands in front of you and pretend there's a steering wheel thing for, like, the casual players. But then the video showed a guy playing Forza 4 using the Xbox 360 steering wheel accessory that I have, and the Kinect was being used to do head tracking. It was Major Nelson playing. So, like, as he went into a turn, he could, like, turn his head like he was looking to see where the turn would go, and the camera just shifted, and there was no lag to it. It looked perfect. It was exactly what I wanted, and I'm so happy about that. Because Forza 4 for that, to me now, is, like, day one purchase. I'm stoked for that.
Right.
I was like, I've stunned him into silence. I thought maybe he got disconnected. Okay.
I actually was disconnected for a little bit. I didn't hear anything you said, and then Skype claimed that the internet connection was messed up. But I'm back. So good point, whatever point you made.
I'll tell you later, so I don't repeat it.
I'm sure it's exciting. Okay. I don't think Kinect's going to help Mass Effect 3 at all.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I want to say. I'm just worried, like, it's... I hope it's not like Harry Potter. It's like a separate game mode,
like,
something.
In my head, I'm imagining Microsoft's press conference, right? And to me, it's going to be like those bad Nintendo press conferences with the Wii, like with that guy playing Wii music. I just picture the beginning, like cheerleaders coming on stage, clapping hands, and like, surprise, they're actually playing Kinect right now. You know, just stupid shit like that. Lots of colors. There's going to be like a family, quote unquote, cutting out type, I'm sure, like, Kinect. We'll find out that Microsoft has a secret, like, new executive who looks like a middle-aged mom. It's going to talk about how she got a Mother's Day card from her kid via Kinect. I just feel like it's going to be bad. Like, it's going to be painful. I mean, they're going to have some announcements. I know they have at least one unannounced game. I have an appointment to see Microsoft unannounced game.
Oh, there you go.
So, I assume that'll probably just be the Halo 1 remake, which I will not begrudge. Okay, next. It's fair for Grin to blame Square Enix for the studio's closure.
Wait, say that again?
It's fair for Grin.
Oh, okay.
To blame Square Enix.
Okay, first person. I mean, if that's what actually happened, sure.
You don't think that making three bad games before that hurt them more?
What else they make besides Bionic Commando?
Oh, God. You keep talking, then. And I'll find out for you exactly. I know they were bad.
Like I said, Bionic Commando wasn't terrible.
Yeah, most people say it was terrible. Just you seem to think it was okay.
it had some dumb decisions. Just, I mean, the fact that cutscenes were unskippable and the checkpoints happened before the cutscenes rather than after them was mind-boggling.
So basically, here's what Grin did. They kind of they made a name for themselves with the Ghost Recon Advanced Warfighter games, 1 and 2.
Okay, those were good.
Then they did Wanted: Weapons of Fate, Bionic Commando, and Terminator Salvation.
I think people liked Wanted fairly well too, for what it was.
Did they? Are you sure?
Yeah, people seem to think it was a pretty decent third-person cover-based shooter.
According to its reception section on Wikipedia, IGN gave it a 7.3 and GameSpot a 6 and GameTrolls a 7.3. So yeah, I guess decent.
Wait, they did Advanced Warfighter? Those were really good.
Grah? Yeah. You know, it's weird because everyone talked about those a lot at the time. Like, especially Grah, the first was a really, as an earlier good game for the 360. You don't really hear
it was,
talk about
it. It was one of the first truly next-gen feeling games, as I recall.
It kind of was, yeah. I don't know if I really blame Square Enix solely for their demise, though.
It was the last nail in the coffin, yeah.
Probably not. I think it's weird that Square Enix was thinking about making, basically having an American developer, or wherever these guys are from, they're probably from Paris or something.
Switzerland, what? Actually. Sweden, excuse
but, you
me,
know,
Jesus.
A Western developer, make a Final Fantasy, which probably is what...
They need?
I guess so. I've been okay with their last couple Final Fantasies, but I know other people hate them. Not 14, obviously. Okay. So here's our community topic. What game do you want to see an HD remake of? This seems to be the big thing now. We're getting all these HD remakes coming. So if you could pick like one game kind of from like that PS2, GameCube, Xbox generation that you would see an HD remake of, what would you pick?
You know what I would pick, honestly, with Project Cafe coming out?
What?
Mario Galaxy 1 and 2. and then throw in Mario Sunshine
Man,
for kicks.
I didn't even think of that. That's funny.
That's my answer. I want those three Mario games in HD.
It's kind of sad, but that like we have to ask for that.
I know, right?
Please remake these games.
That came out like a year ago.
Mario Galaxy 1 and 2, I don't know why, they still look at least 5 times better than every other Wii game to me.
I know, that's what I was saying too.
Decent.
Beyond that, I'll try to think of like a real answer. Do you have anything in mind?
Me, my three, kind of one for each of like those three systems back then. Wind Waker.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like a Wind Waker port on, you know, you can even do like, the Zelda HD collection. Maybe they'll announce that for the 25th anniversary for Project FA. It would have Wind Waker, Ocarina of Time, not Ocarina of Time, because that's already coming out. Maybe Majora's Mask, Wind Waker, and the new one, Twilight Princess HD now. That'd be neat. Xbox, Knights of the Republic.
Maybe one and two that together. Too, like in the Mass Effect engine, that'd be kind of sweet.
You can do 1 and 2. Maybe you can even put in the ending to 2 this time.
Hey!
Oozing, and PlayStation 2, like, we're already getting Metal Gear Solid. Ooh, you know what? I gave it away, but you know what a PS2 game would really look
like? Final Fantasy 12.
Yeah, like an HD version of that.
Like they don't want to remake Final Fantasy 7. They're sure as shit not going to do Final Fantasy 12.
But you just kind of have to up-res a little bit. I'm not asking, you know, to replace all the textures and new models. Just kind of up-res that shit a little bit. I bet if that game comes out now, people will not hate it as much.
Right.
Let's see what thinks a lot again. So what do you want to see an HD remake of?
What else, really? Crimson Skies? Can we get that back?
Oh, shut up about Crimson Skies.
Just make it a $15 downloadable title on XBLA. It'd be awesome.
You need to let Crimson Skies go.
No, never. That's one of my favorite games ever. It's
Crimson
so
Skies
good.
Is over.
It's so good.
Move on to something else. Play Warhawk or something. I don't know.
Honestly, you know what I'd like to see?
No.
I want to see them bring the Myst games to Xbox 360 in real-time 3D with Kinect support.
Well, this is using Kinect as basically a mouse pointer.
Well, yeah, but I mean, could you think of a game that would be better suited to having your hand control the cursor on the screen that is represented with a hand?
No, I mean, it makes sense, I guess. My hand will, your arm might get tired after a while.
Whatever, it'd be awesome. Like, imagine being able to like, actually reach out and like, manipulate levers and stuff. It'd be awesome. Oh, now I really want it. Now I'm thinking about it. I love Myst 3 so much. It's such a good game.
I know you like Myst 3 a lot. All right, so is that your thing then, Myst?
Yeah.
All right, well, everyone else, let us know which game you would like to see an HD version of for these fancy HD systems that we have.
Yes.
Go on our Facebook page at facebook.com/explodingbarrel. And we will read your responses on air, and I will probably get your name wrong. And everyone will have a great time. Well, grow as people. Next, so what'd you play then? You said you played things this week.
Yes, I have a couple things I'll talk about. I got the demo for Dungeon Siege 3.
How is that?
It's weird. I started playing it, and I was like, this is shit. Like, for some reason, I hated everything about it. Like, the camera, like, I mean, it probably would work well on PC, that camera angle, because you're sitting right next to the screen. But, like, at first, I'm like, this camera's too far back. I can't see anything. And it's just, like, button mashing. The combat's dumb. And then, like, you get the conversations. And it's like, take, like, a Mass Effect conversation and make it worse. Where, like, it's just an over-the-shoulder shot. No one moves at all. The faces have the bare minimum of animation they need to show basic emotion.
Right.
And, like, a conversation wheel comes up. And when it did, like, instinctively, like you would Mass Effect, I, like, pre-selected my response as the guy was finishing talking. But, it, like, just cut him off and my character jumped in.
Oh, that's dumb.
So, like, that was all dumb. But then, like, it's kind of a longer demo. And I didn't want to stop because I was like, well, shit, if I stop, I have to start this over again if I, in theory, want to finish it. So as I was playing and I started getting some more abilities and just kind of getting like the groove of combat, I strangely started really liking it, like kind of a lot. It was a very strange transformation. Basically, as the combat system deepened a little bit, and you get to choose which character you want to play. I so far only did the warrior. You get to equip both a sword and shield and a two-handed sword, and you can switch back and forth between the two stances. So, you know, one's more defensive and better suited to single enemies, one's good for groups. As you kind of get into that groove of switching between the two stances and using all your moves as you start getting them, it actually ended up being really fun.
Are these games basically like Diablo?
The first one was basically Diablo with a party. Mm-hmm. I didn't really play much of 2. This feels pretty much like one of those console Baldur's Gate games.
Oh, that
to me
doesn't sound very good.
No, but it's good. Like I actually kind of really like it.
I just think of Uwe Boll's Dungeon Siege movie.
Yeah, no, don't. It has nothing to do with anything.
Amazing stuff.
And for some reason, like the story was starting to kind of jive with me after a little bit. I liked where it was going.
I kind of just don't believe you on this one. I'm sorry.
I mean, it could be. I mean, it's very generic fantasy kind of stuff. But I think I've just come to accept the fact that I apparently really like that.
That's fair enough. If you have terrible taste.
Okay.
What else you play? Yeah.
I also got my hands on an Xperia Play the other day.
Oh, are those out?
I think it's out this week, but like we had like a demo unit at the store, and the guy who works Best Buy Mobile knows.
Should I get that? Games.
No.
Why not?
Okay. Well, first of all, it's on Verizon.
Okay.
Problem here's one. The thing. So the big thing is, you know, it has like the analog touchpad thing.
Yeah.
Which. The only game I played was it's the racing game that Gameloft makes, Asphalt Assault or whatever it is. I don't know, some generic knockoff of Ridge Racer. It kind of works, but then I just switched up to the control pad buttons and it worked a lot better. So I mean, like just playing like that game, having like you know PlayStation face buttons and a nice D-pad, like that was cool. The game ran well and everything. When I was talking to Rob, the guy who gave it to me, he said, "Yeah, but like what you didn't see is to turn the game on was like." A minute and a half of loading.
Really?
Well, here's the like. This is what's dumb. This phone is going to, or in theory, should be appealing to the hardcore people who want to play a game with like you know console-esque graphics on their cell phone.
Mm-hmm.
Those same people are the people who are buying, or going to be buying, like an Evo 3D or the new iPhone, like high-end phones, right?
Mm-hmm.
This phone is not high-end. It's a single-core processor. It's not dual-core, even though all these dual-core phones are coming out now. It's a smaller screen. It's not 4G. Like, again, it's this whole thing Sony seems to have a problem with where they didn't go all out with it.
Right.
And so now it's kind of in this weird middle limbo where I don't see who it's going to appeal to. I mean, even that PlayStation Suite stuff, it is going to come out eventually to all the Android phones. It's just kind of like starting on Xperia Play.
But it basically seems like a missed opportunity.
Yeah, I mean, basically, it's like a middle-of-the-road phone with a really nice controller built into it. And then, like I said, the thing I always thought would be great for was all the emulators, but those all got pulled from the Android market finally.
Ah, not bad timing.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. Like, I just don't know who it's for now, you know?
Right. Oh, well. I still want to try, but yeah, probably not going to get it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, so I did that and played some more L.A. Noire, and that's pretty much it for me.
All I really did was try Far Cry 2, which was, like, on sale for $5 at Steam.
Yep.
It's kind of boring.
That's what you said. I don't know. I remember really liking it. I just wonder why your experience
really
is so
boring.
Different.
Like, because there's no, like, gimmick to it, right? It's not like, well, Just Cause 2 where you can grapple and parachute, or Red Faction where you can destroy buildings. You basically just, you know, you're in an open world and you can shoot people who are bad guys. But, like, mm-hmm. at least so far, every time it's like I get a mission, there's a lot of talking explaining the mission. I drive for a very long time to go somewhere, and I literally shoot two people, and the mission's over.
Hmm.
Like, 10% of this game is actually the game. Like I said, like, I'm literally just bored. Like, I'm like,
the one thing I remember being very frustrating about it is, like, you're moving through this open world, there's all these outposts with the bad guys, and you clear out these outposts, you drive away, and then, like, 10 minutes later, you come driving back, and, like, all the bad guys are back. Like, that felt very just gamey to
me. Like, the open world is just barren so far. Like, there's nothing to do but just drive to your objective.
What the hell's this bullshit?
What?
Quick aside, I just got an email that said, like, hey, get your Duke Nukem Forever demo code. I was like, oh, cool. And I click the site, and there's just a message that says, could not retrieve your demo code at this time. Well, what the hell did you email me for?
So, what you're really saying is, when I'm talking about the games I've been playing this week, you check your email and click on links. And
well, no, like,
try
it
to
just being...
That kind of sounds like what you're saying to me.
A pop-up came on my screen with the subject line that said, get your Duke Nukem Forever demo code. And I was like, oh, but I'm going to click this.
Could've, couldn't wait.
No.
For me to tell you how much Far Cry 2
sucks. I was
going to
queue up the download.
Also, I'm going to keep talking about Far Cry 2. I don't care about your
Go ahead.
Thing. Voice acting is terrible. Mm. Amateurish. Sucks. Whatever. Negative.
When are we going to get to the point now when, like, that's unacceptable?
I think now. Let's say now.
I hope so. Like, I mean...
Like, maybe Far Cry 2 was made right before it was unacceptable. But it literally ruins it. I just can't do it.
I mean, you would not go to a movie if it had just straight-up bad acting. Like, why is that okay for games now? It's not like it's hard to find good actors. They're everywhere.
I think it started happening after Uncharted 2, which kind of, like, shamed everyone into, like, ah, shit, now we have to...
Good.
Now we have to actually try with that crap.
They should be ashamed.
We can't just hire our family members and people on staff that, like, kind of have decent voices.
Yeah.
I don't know. Far Cry 2 has so far just been a frustrating, boring experience. I don't like it. Someone has to explain to me what's good about it. I don't know. I always heard some talk about it. I was like, oh, play Far Cry 2. It's just bad so far. Okay. I guess that's all I played. How about you?
Yeah.
Let's go ahead.
That's
it. Let's talk about what's coming out next week.
Okay.
Okie dokie. Okay, Hunted, The Demon's Forge, 360,
nope,
PS3.
Nope. That's this week. Remember, we're on next week now.
Oh, my.
We changed it.
We talked about this already. My bad. Red Faction Armageddon, PS3, 360. Been hearing some mixed things about this.
NPC. Yeah, I downloaded that demo. I just haven't gotten to it yet.
Like, I saw this at E3 last year. The one thing that looked really cool was the magnet gun.
Yeah, that's like its big hook.
Right. But apparently it's not an open world game anymore, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Infamous 2 for PS3. Operation Flashpoint Red River for 360, PS3, PC. The Green Lantern game for everything. I'm sure that's going to be great.
It's basically God of War.
Yeah, Pride of Nations. I don't know. Turn-based historical strategy game for PC. It says Mega Man Legends 3 prototype version, but I know that got delayed.
Yeah.
Kevin Van Damme Fishing for the PS3. Look at this box art, man.
Amazing.
This is fantastic. Everyone needs to go Wikipedia or whatever. Kevin Van Damme Fishing. So you can see what I am seeing.
Does this use PlayStation Move? I mean, I assume it would.
I guess I'm going to go ahead and assume that I have nothing else to say about this game.
All right.
I want it, maybe.
No, you don't.
Who is Kevin Van Damme?
He's apparently a very famous fisherman.
I hope he's related to Jean-Claude Van Damme or Rob Van Damme. One of those, all those Van Dammes. All right. Guess we're done. So, do we have a plan for E3? Are you going to do your daily E3 shows?
Yeah, I guess we need to figure that out, because you're going to be there,
like,
and I'll be here
I have
working
a laptop,
at Best Buy.
So maybe I can just...
It'll depend on what kind of internet access you have, which I imagine will be poor.
Right. I don't really know what the hotel's going to be like. Plus, I'll be in a room with other people. I can't really just...
I was going to say, you could tether with your phone, but again, cell phone signal is probably going to be shit. Well, let's see, because I work all next week, too, and mostly in the afternoons and evenings, except for Thursday, I work during the day. This is going to be awkward.
Maybe worst,
I'll figure it out.
Worst case scenario, I can call you on Skype, like, you know, with my phone.
And I'll just record it or
something.
Yeah,
just like I tell you what I've been seeing.
Well, there will be something. If I have to, I'll force Chris to participate with me or something.
Well, he might go unwillingly. But yeah, there'll be shows.
Yes.
But, okay.
I don't know if we'll do daily or if we might just have to do a week wrap-up.
Right. But, you know, there'll be something. But either way, you know, until then, you can find us at explodingbarrel.wordpress.com. On Twitter at twitter.com/explodingbarrel, facebook.com/explodingbarrel. I have a hard time saying slash. Can't pronunciate the SH at the end.
You can't pronunciate it?
Slash. Slash. There's no hard sounds. You know, it's weird. Anyways, also we're on the iTunes Music Store and the Zune Marketplace. All right, well, I guess that's that. I'm going to be heading to LA on Sunday for E3. Going to be all sorts of fun stuff going on there.
Yep.
Let everybody know all about it. I'll try to stay active on my Twitter if you want to follow
me. Yeah, let's do this too. Let's have a little bonus on the Facebook page. I'll put up a post for this. If there's something in particular you want Mike to try to find for you at E3, let us know.
You didn't run that by me.
Well, I'm letting you know right now.
All
right,
yeah. I'm sure. Go ahead. I mean,
we make no promises.
If it's a AAA game, assume I'm going to probably check that shit out. You don't need to tell me that I should like go see what Skyrim's all about.
Oh, hey, my Duke Nukem code's working.
Oh, good for you. All right, everybody. So, thanks again. See you next time right here on the Exploding Barrel Podcast. Bye-bye.
Bye.